God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this wonderful prophetic decree section. Today is the 13th day of the month of December, year 2020. We appreciate the Lord. We give God the glory for His love and grace over our lives. We thank God for His protection. We thank God for His mercy. We thank God for His grace. We thank God for His hand of power over our lives. It's a privilege for us to be alive today. We are not better than those who have gone. And I want you to appreciate the Lord wherever you are. I want you to bless the name of the Lord, irrespective of what you are facing, irrespective of what you are passing through. You must appreciate God. The Bible says all things work together for good to those who love Him. You need to appreciate Him. You need to magnify Him. You need to praise Him. You need to give Him glory. You need to magnify His name. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy to be adored. He's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy to be magnified. There is no one like Him. There is no one like Him. There is no one like Him. Lord, I praise You. Lord, I worship You. Lord, I adore You. Lord, I give You glory. It has been Your mercy. It has been Your grace upon my life, upon my family, upon everyone listening to me, upon their family. It has been Your grace over their lives. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for providing for us. We thank You for caring for us. We thank You for sheltering us. We thank You for fighting for us. We thank You for all that You have done. We bless Your name. We give You glory. Be Thou exalted in Jesus' name. I want you to take any songs of praises you love and appreciate God with it. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name. Oh, Jesus. That wonderful name. Jesus. There is no other name I know. God is merciful. God is loving. God is superb. God is powerful. Our God is a God that cannot be compared. Is an incomparable God. Is an incomprehensible God. Is the awesome God. Is greater than the greatest. Higher than the highest. We worship You. We appreciate You. Thank You so much. Jesus' mighty name we pray. I stand upon the rock of ages, and I wear the garment of a prophet, and I decree into the life of people hearing me now, today end tears and weeping in your life in Jesus' name. Today end that affliction in your life in Jesus' name. As you wake up this morning, you wake up to have an encounter with God of peace. As you wake up this morning, you wake up to have an encounter with God of healing. As you wake up this morning, you wake up to have an encounter with God that delivers. As you wake up this morning, you wake up to have an encounter with God that breaks yokes in the name of Jesus. Every bondage in your life shall be destroyed by the power in the blood of Jesus. Every affliction in your life shall be destroyed by the power in the blood of Jesus. I decree into your life, you will make it. I decree into your life, you will excel. I decree to your life, you will wear the garment of celebration. The purpose of God shall be fulfilled upon your destiny. The plan of God shall come to pass in your life. I speak the word of a prophet into your life. From today, you will receive divine acceleration. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall incubate you. The fire of God shall surround you. Your enemy shall be defeated. Your enemy shall bow before you. Those who want you down shall go down. God shall raise you up and make you a pillar in your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are welcome once again to this prophetic decree and prophetic declaration on the 13th of December, year 2020. I pray for someone here that God will use this prophetic decree to heal you, to deliver you, to fight for you, and to liberate you from captivity. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone now that is under the bondage of household wickedness, I command you to be free. Anyone that is under the bondage of witchcraft, I command you to be free. Anyone that is sick in your body, I command you to be free. Anyone that his hand is paralyzed, I command the hand to be free. Anyone that the legs is paralyzed, I command the legs to be free. Anyone that cannot hear very well, I command you to hear very well. Anyone that cannot breathe very well, I command you to breathe very well. in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is listening to me now and you are urinating by the use of catheter, I command your bladder to function well and you will urinate normal in the name of Jesus. Anyone that has gone through operation and that operation has been the one that you are suffering under now, or you have been operated upon, but you are still having an attack in that area where you have been operated upon, I command that area to receive the touch of heaven, that area to receive the healing power of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. I'll be talking on the power to recover all. Power to recover all. Let me tell you something now. There is nothing that the enemy has stolen from your life that you cannot recover. The enemy can steal, can kill and destroy, but there is nothing the enemy has stolen from your life that you cannot recover. I want you to note this statement every time. There is nothing. In as much you are alive, there is hope for you. In as much you are still living, there is hope for you. Failure is not the end of your life. Failure is not enough to give up. Fear is a monster. You must understand, for the fact that you are alive, God can empower you to recover all. Have you forgotten that the Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 that Jesus Christ has become a curse for us? For curse is anyone that is hung on the tree. That's what the Bible says. So the power is in Jesus Christ to break every curse. There is nothing stolen from your life that you cannot recover. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 30. David and his men, they went to war. And by the time they will return from war, the enemy had come and they have taken away everything. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, the Bible says, now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire. Have you lost anything with fire? Have you lost anything to the enemy? Has the enemy come to burn down your property? Have you lost the loved one? Have you lost something and it's like your life cannot be together again? Has your life been fragmented? I want to tell you that you can recover. Have you lost your position? Have you lost your title? You can recover all these things back in as much as you are alive. For the fact that you are alive has given you hope that you will recover. The Bible says there is hope for a tree that is cut down. For the fact that you are alive, there is hope for you. It is just a knockdown. It's not a knockout. So you must understand that. Wives, children and properties of all these people were taken away. Their houses and their property were burnt down. Their wives and their children were taken away. And when they gather together, they cry as human beings, we always cry. But David, the leader, he pondered in himself and strengthened himself in the Lord. That is the first key to recover what the enemy has stolen from your life. When you notice that things have been stolen from your life, the first key to recover those things is to strengthen yourself in God, is to encourage yourself. Because it will come a situation in life that nobody will encourage you. Nobody will be there for you. In fact, some people you trusted, you find out they will just move away from you. That is human being for you. Some people you have hurt also, at this time that you need them so much, they will not be there. At that moment, you must do what David did. David encouraged himself in the Lord. David strengthened himself in the Lord. David sat down and encouraged himself in the Lord. And he went to God. And he asked God, shall I pursue this troop? Will I overtake them? Can I recover them? And God told him, pursued, you shall definitely overtake and you will recover all. You can see now. So it takes a bold step. It takes you to encourage yourself. It takes you to strengthen yourself before you can ask God, what am I going to do next? Listen to me. The enemy may have stolen something from your life. The enemy may have taken something valuable from your life, but you are going to recover it. Enemy can steal peace of life. Enemy can steal people's star. Enemy can steal glory. There's nothing enemy will not want to attempt to steal. Many marriages have been stolen. Peace of some people have been stolen. Lives of some people have been stolen. Health of some people have been stolen. Virtue of some people have been stolen. Money of some people have been stolen. Many good things have been stolen from life of people. Marriages of some people have been stolen. Children of some people have been stolen. I want to tell you that whatever has been stolen from your life, as we join this series now, it's a new series I'm starting now. As we join this series, with the confidence I have in the Lord and with the authority the Lord has given to me, I decree that every good thing that has been stolen from your hand, you will recover them all. 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 In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. God has preserved your life so that you can recover all. God has allowed you to be existing today so that you can recover all. God has made it possible for you to be breathing today so that you can recover all. Listen to me. Whatever you have lost to the enemy, I command you to recover all. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to stop here now. Take your bottle of oil. I'm going to pray on this oil. When I pray on this oil, the anointing to recover all shall come upon this oil. When I pray on this oil, the anointing to be healed will come upon this oil. When I pray on this oil, the anointing to be delivered will come upon this oil. When you use this oil, you shall recover all. When you use this oil, you shall receive your healing. You shall receive your deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray on this oil that we are presenting before you. Let this oil carry the power to recover all. Let this oil receive the anointing to break any yoke of darkness. Let the water or the oil, whatever they are holding, let the power of God enter into them. Let the power that is above any other power, the power of the almost most high God, enter into this oil. Let this oil get the power that no power can contend with. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy into your oil. I prophesy into your water. That oil shall carry the power of God. That oil shall carry the power of Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus shall enter in the name of Jesus. Now you are going to take the oil now. And listen to me very well. You are going to anoint your hand first. Anoint your hand now. Anoint your hand. If your hand is not working very well, I command your hand to work well. If you have any paralysis in your hand, I command the arrow to go back to the sender. If that hand is not functioning very well, as you are taking it and touching the hand, it shall be healed in Jesus' name. You see, if you notice that your hand is not working very well, rub it. Rub it from that your finger to your shoulder. Rub it very well. The nerve shall receive strength. The power of God shall come into it. Blood shall flow into it. Fingers shall work well. Every part of your body shall work well. Now, as you have anointed your hand, you are going to say this after me. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I recover every good thing stolen from my hand. In the name of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I recover every good thing stolen from my hand. In the name of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I recover, I recover, I recover, I recover, I recover. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your head. Now, as you anoint that head, just listen to me. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, every brain tumor, every brain attack, I command you to disappear. In the name of Jesus, every battle against your head, battle against your brain, battle against your destiny, I command you to go to an end now. Every arrow shot at you, return back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Take the oil and drink a little. That is it. Command like this. Say, arrow shot at me in the dream. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Arrow shot at me in the dream. Go back, 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 go back to the sender. The arrow that was shot at you, go back to the sender. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Aha. Lay your hand on it. I command the healing power of God to rest upon your heart. Your heart shall function well. Your heart shall receive healing. Your heart shall be stable. In the name of Jesus. Hey, it is done. Take the oil and anoint your navel and put your hand there. O Piaros Kayobo. Le prokota le paroko sataya. Le prako sotayo raparoko taya. I want you to pray this prayer. Holy Ghost fire, go down to the root of my life and deliver me from captivity. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go down to the root of my life and deliver me from captivity. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go down to the root of my life and deliver me from captivity. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go down to the root of my life and deliver me from captivity. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha, something has happened. You are healed. You are delivered. You are free. In the name of Jesus, take the oil and put it on your forehead. Aha, as that oil is on that forehead, as from today, you shall be a terror to the enemy. As that oil is on your forehead, as from today, when any witch see you, they will disappear. As that oil is upon your forehead, as from today, wherever you appear, you shall be favored. The anointing of God shall be permanent upon your head. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered and you are saved. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your life as a prophet of the Most High God. I command you to recover all that have been stolen from your life. In the name of Jesus, I can see some women here. You are going to discover all. I can see some men. You are going to recover all. Your health shall be recovered. Your home shall be recovered. Your life shall be recovered. Listen to me. You that you have not given your life, you have not given birth, receive your children. In the name of Jesus. Are you here with me? You have not surrendered your life to Jesus? Do that quickly. Tell God to save you. You shall be free. Aha. God deliver them and save their lives. In the name of Jesus. I command all those who are suffering under the touch of witchcraft, be delivered. I say be delivered. Arrow of witchcraft in your body, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, any document that must make you happy, that must make you celebrated, that is under the yoke of captivity, I command them to be released. Your paper shall be released. Your green card shall be released. Your visa shall be released. In the name of Jesus, there shall be testimony in the house. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Listen to me. When you have a testimony, share it with us. God shall give you more testimony. In the name of Jesus, I can see some people receiving their green card. I can see visa released. I can see many breakthroughs coming. Somebody is going to have a wonderful breakthrough. The breakthrough that will make your enemy to run away is coming on your way within the next 7 days. Get yourself ready. Enlarge your course. God is coming to your home. Extend your tent. God is coming to your home. It is well with you. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. You want to get across to us? Send a text message or send it to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you in Jesus' name.